I lost my heart under the bridge to that little girl. So much to me, and now I moan, and now I holler. She'll never know just what I found.
Thank you. a sad affair, and I can hardly wait to be with you again. What to say?
Look at us on the ball, ready to go, rock and roll.
Oh yeah, we've been waiting for the whole song to end.
That's right.
Translation: oh crap, the song's ending. Get your headphones on. Welcome to another well-planned out and executed episode of Punks and Parkas.
As always.
Always. Fly by the seat of our pants. If there's one thing that's never changed about this show,
it's like
how fly by the seat of the pants it kind of is. People have no idea.
No clue.
Really. They think I'm organized.
Organized, professional.
Whatever. You're lucky this show actually like sounds coherent.
Yeah.
Really. Some days more than others. So anyway, welcome.
Welcome.
It's just you and me.
Just you and I. That's all I know of that song.
I don't even know it, so. You could have sung anything and I would have been like, yeah.
Yeah.
Keep grooving, dude. So we got Captain Dan.
Yep.
Captain. Penny Lane.
Penny Lane over there.
Yeah, at the ones and twos. Not really.
Not really. There's only one.
We'll pretend.
Yeah.
I'm like, we'll
pretend. The twos are behind you.
They're behind you. And we got a show that you organized.
Yes, I did.
So what's our theme? Because you are a theme kind of guy.
It's
for the most part.
Really dark and mysterious.
And it's depressing,
and spooky,
dude.
And just welcome to October.
Oh, but welcome to Spooktown.
Ooh.
You started it all off with what I think is like probably one of the most depressing songs. And I don't think it's necessarily the song is depressing, but every time I hear it, I think the first time that song like made an impression on me was watching 24-Hour Party People.
Yeah.
Do you remember that scene?
Yeah.
It's where Ian Curtis, they talk about Ian Curtis passing away, and it's like, it's heavy. And that song's playing, and it's got this weird footage, and it just like imprinted, and every time I hear that song I choke up.
Yeah,
it's crazy. I mean, it's a sad song too, but
yeah,
it's weird how songs can kind of do that. So that was Atmosphere by the ever, you know, happy and
Joy Division.
After that, a little PJ Harvey
with Down by the Water. Big Fish, Little Fish swimming in the water.
A little creepy. Even the cover of that album is like a little creepy with her laying in like,
yeah.
Yeah. And then Sonic Youth doing The Carpenters.
Superstar.
Correct me if I'm wrong, the original version of that song is pretty upbeat, isn't it?
It's a little more upbeat than that, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Every time I hear it, I have to like readjust my brain to kind of think, how does the original sound? Because it's
quite different.
Plus, I
think Karen's vocals are a lot more upbeat than
than that. But that is the amazing
Sonic Youth.
Sonic Youth.
Yep.
So we're here.
We are.
Winter's here.
Oh, winter is coming, and it's came.
Oh, my God. We got some snow dumped on us yesterday.
We did.
That pretty much, I would say, 90% melted by, like, supper time.
Yeah.
But we got more in store. The forecast is calling for more. I think this is it, guys.
As the captain says, batten down the hatches, boys.
Yeah, it's time. Oh, God. Dude, I really don't want to.
No.
Like, ugh. Put the summer spring jackets away. Pull out the boots. Pull out the coats. Cover up the air conditioner. Put away the lawn furniture.
I don't know about you, but I feel disorganized this time of year.
Is it because we have a house now?
And I think so, and we don't know where anything is.
No. Like, there's stuff we have to do for, like, I didn't realize, I was telling my coworkers, like, I didn't realize you have to, like, prep crap for winter when you're in a house. In an apartment, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You just live.
Yeah.
Now there's all this crap we have to do. We were running around like mad people in the backyard on, the snow came Wednesday? Tuesday night.
Yeah, Tuesday night.
Yeah, it had to be Tuesday night. So you and I are running around in the yard, bagging up the leaves, doing this, doing that, putting stuff away.
Yeah.
I think it's just our first time prepping.
And we still got to figure out where the heck the mitts and toques and winter jackets are.
God. I think they're in the spare bedroom.
Well, it could be.
We'll find them. I'm positive they're in the spare bedroom. But yeah, we're a mess.
Yeah.
So pray for us.
Yes, please do.
Please do, because it's scary.
Send your money to this phone number.
I'm not giving out my phone number, but if people are going to give me money, maybe I will.
1-800-555-1555.
Is that even a... I'm not counting. I'm like, is that a real number? Anyway, Halloween's coming up next week.
Next week, Tuesday.
Comic-Con is this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
And, but I think now we're just going to get back into the tunage.
Echo and the Bunnymen.
Yeah. Three guesses, guys. What's the creepy song by Echo and the Bunnymen that we're playing?
Ooh. I know.
Daniel?
Is it The Killing Moon?
Oh, it sure is.
Yeah.
yourself to
ride.
I stacked all my accomplishments beside her. Yet I seemed so obsolete and small. I found God and all his devils inside her. In my bed she cast the blizzard out. Mock sun blazed upon her head. As so completely filled with light she was, a shadow fanged and hairy and mad. Our love lines grew hopelessly tangled, and the bells from the chapel went jingle, jingle. You love me. You love me. You love me. You love me like I love you. Love and devotion. She had a mind full of tyranny and terror. Well, I try, I do, I really try, but I just err, baby, I do err. So come find me, my darling one. I'm down the grounds, the very dregs. Here she comes, blocking the sun, blood running down the inside of her legs. The moon in the sky is a battered and mangled, and the bells in the chapel go jingle, jangle, jingle, jangle, 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 jangle. Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me like I love you? Move toward their end. I knew before I met her that I would lose her. I swear I made every effort to be good to her. I made every effort not to abuse her. Crazy bracelets on her wrists and her ankles, and the bells in the chapel go jingle, jingle. You love me.
You have no choice, you hear that?
Susie and the Banshees.
Welcome back.
You know, Geordi. Is that his name?
Yes, Captain.
See, I got it. You know, this is totally lost because it's radio and nobody can see.
I know. That's the important thing that sucks.
That's a stupid thing. So welcome back.
Welcome.
Punks and Parkas, 101.5
UMFM.
See, we just come up with jingles. Yeah. Jingle jangle?
Jingle jangle.
What he said. So we got a spooktacular show today, care of Daniel. More creepy.
Yeah, it's more creepy. It's more creepy vibe. You know, goth kind of feel to it.
Dark.
Just dark.
Dark.
Depressing.
Sad.
Sad.
Mm-hmm. So the whole set started off with Echo and the Bunnymen with The Killing Moon.
Yep.
Little Nick Cave after that.
Do you love me?
I love Nick Cave.
Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's weird because there's some artists, I guess people who've listened to this show for a long time just don't think I would listen to. And Nick Cave is probably one of them. I love some Nick Cave. He's dark. He's weird. And I'm here for it. Freaking love it. And I finished off with Susie and the Banshees with Spellbound. So I don't want to freak out the population. Or all those people who like love Kate Bush, but I just discovered as we were coming in from the musical break, they're reissuing Kate Bush's pretty much her whole catalog on vinyl. Yeah. So pre-orders
order it now
are up now. If you were missing some of those sweet, sweet Kate Bush albums.
Yeah.
They're all out there.
They are.
Surprise. So this is it, dude.
This is it.
It's going to be downhill. There's going to be nothing going on in the city because of snow and winter.
Yeah.
That's a problem with this city is it kind of hibernates.
Yeah.
Come like November.
It does because it's like nothing really going on.
It's cold. It's wet. It's rainy. Nobody really wants to leave their house.
No.
I don't want. It's hard to drag my butt here sometimes. But expecting snow tonight. Tomorrow.
Yay. Snow.
You can't see the epic eye roll. But just a reminder, everybody, be safe.
Yep.
Get those winter tires on.
Because it'll be a marshmallow world tomorrow.
Probably. And slushy, though. That's the worst part about this time of year is because it snows, it melts, and then it freezes. So just be careful. Give yourself an extra 10 minutes when you leave the house.
Yep. Top up on washer fluid.
Top up on washer fluid. You got to get your winter tires.
I haven't bought winter tires.
That's right, because we got the new car.
Yeah.
I forgot. You're in the same boat as me now.
Yeah, so I may hold off on it for a bit.
Yeah. You'll be fine.
Unless I go through the MPI program, which is a good program to go through if you can't afford tires right now.
Yeah, don't they do payments, monthly payments or something like that? Yeah, so that's always a good option.
Yep.
You know, if I drove more.
Yeah, because you don't drive very much, so you don't want to spend $1,500 on a set of tires.
On a second set of tires. But it definitely, if you are a person driving, commuting to work all the time, they do make a difference.
They do.
A huge difference. So, yeah, look into the program if you can't afford them.
Yep.
And be safe.
That's right.
So last weekend, what did we do? It was your birthday party.
Yeah.
So we went down to the Limelight.
Yep.
Daniel got drunk and sung some karaoke.
Oh, yeah.
It was a good time. Did anything else happen on the weekend?
No.
Not really. No. No, see, it's already the downward.
Yeah. I mean, well, like, you got Boo at the Zoo going on. So
ends this weekend, right?
Yeah. The 29th, I think, is the last day for it.
Big Halloween is on Tuesday.
Ooh.
So be careful.
Yep.
Watch out for the kitties.
Watch out for the kitties.
Don't pay attention to cars and roads.
No.
Let me tell you. They just bolt into traffic.
And if you do hit them, make sure you grab their candy before it hits the ground.
Daniel.
I'm just trying to be helpful.
But this is going to be our first year. Giving out Halloween candy.
Yeah.
You're excited.
Should be fun.
It's so funny. You're like, should be fun. And I'm like, oh my God, what are we going to do? We're going to run out of candy. The dog's going to go crazy.
Like I said, you run out of candy, you shut the lights off, and that's it.
Go hide in the basement.
Go hide in the basement.
Yeah. I'm so curious to see how many kids we're going to get.
Yeah.
Because there's actually a lot of kids in our neighborhood, like trick-or-treating age. And I'm like, how is this going to go? We're going to have to keep tally so we have an idea for next year. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's Halloween. this weekend.
This weekend is Comic-Con.
We're going.
We are.
Yeah. I haven't been to Comic-Con since before the pandemic, really.
Yeah, I went last year. Last year was pretty fun.
Yeah, you did go last year. Yeah. Were you volunteering last year?
No.
No, you just went.
I just went.
Yeah, you just went. I wasn't super interested or I was like, eh, I'll just chill. Yeah. But yeah, I kind of want to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got, it's amazing. Like, I guess as they get closer to, they keep some people kind of, or they haven't confirmed guests or whatnot. So all these names are coming out and I'm like, holy crap.
Plus, I think this actor strike has something to do with it too. Because
I wonder.
They're not working, you know, so they.
Yeah. I keep forgetting that the strike is still going on.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
It has been.
I mean, I was on strike for, was it 4 weeks?
I think so, yeah.
And that felt like forever. Like the first week was okay, but by the time the third or fourth week on, it really takes like a drain on your mental.
Yeah.
Like you saw, I was fine. Yeah. And then like up after the 2 weeks in, I'm
like eh.
What the hell? Like I'm not getting paid. I don't know when I'm going back. You know, it could be tomorrow, could be in 6 months. I don't know.
Yep.
It's very mentally taxing. So I definitely really feel sorry for these people because that's been a long time.
But if you're fans of The Mandalorian,
yes.
Like I am,
yes.
There's like everybody's going to be there except for Pedro, pretty much.
Boo, Pedro, come to Winnipeg. Yeah, though, you're right. Like you keep saying to me, you come home and you're like, oh, so-and-so's coming. And I'm like, you names mean nothing. And then you show me a picture and I'm like, well, that
oh,
dude.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Jesus. So it looks like it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
People cosplay.
Their cosplayers are... Some of these people are amazing with their stuff. It's
That's
just,
what I'm excited to see. Yeah. You're going to be cosplaying.
Yes, I will.
I'm going to be cosplaying as a photographer.
Yep.
I should find a hat and go as like Peter Parker, you know?
Peter Parker doesn't wear a hat.
Who wears the hat?
Probably Clark Kent, but he's just a regular reporter.
Can I be Clark Parker?
Park Clarker?
Okay, I'm not dressing up. I'm just going to take some pictures. But yeah, come check us out. We'll be there on Saturday.
Yes.
Doors, you said, open probably about 10:30.
10 o'clock, I think they open.
10:30. Okay. Yeah. And notice how I'm like sticking with 10:30. That's probably just the time we decided we're going.
No,
we said
going
later.
Like around noon, I think.
Yeah. Till what?
It goes until like, what, 8 o'clock, I think.
So you got a full day. And it's also going on Sunday.
Yeah.
So 2 days.
Yeah.
Tickets were cheaper.
They were cheaper. Like the 22nd, I think, was the last day for the cheap tickets. But now they're like $50 or something.
Which still is pretty good.
It's not
good.
That bad because you go up there, you walk around for as long as you want.
Check out all the displays, booths, and et cetera. So this is kind of going to segue into, because there's going to be, it's a comic thing. It's Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Right? I do want to send a huge congratulations to Maude Marty. Maude Marty has done a Kickstarter for his comic called Shadow Co, which Shadow Company, Shadow Co.
Yep.
I slurred it together. So it's this Maude subculture comic that he created and is looking to get published and had a Kickstarter to back it up. And he reached his goal.
Yay, Marty.
Which is fantastic. So it means it's going to go forward. I'm super excited.
Yeah.
It took me till today to finally sort out my Kickstarter to support. I was having so many issues with that stupid thing. But definitely check it out. I've posted the link on my Facebook. We saw the comic in person at the Winnipeg Punk Rock Flea Market. It looks phenomenal.
That looked really cool.
Marty is an amazing artist.
Yep.
Like, he really is. I love his artwork. He's got his finger on like the pulse of like what subcultures are about. Not just Maude, but like skin.
Yeah.
And he just has such a love for it that I know this is going to be fantastic. So you still got 4 days to get in on this.
Yes.
If you back the project, you can. And the nice thing about it, you can go from $6 to
$400.
$6 gets you in at the basic level where you get the comic book.
Yeah.
And then as you progress up higher, you get things like prints and whatnot. So definitely go check it out. Go to Kickstarter.com, search for Shadow Co. Co. dot issue number one, or Marty Emmanuel, and definitely please back it. I know he's reached his goal, but please show him your love and support.
Yep.
He's a fantastic guy, and I'm so happy to see this thing. Like, I'm so happy. He was, when we saw him at the punk rock flea market, you could tell he was a little nervous because he's like, we're halfway there. We're not even halfway at the goal. He really wanted to do this. And I could just see it in his eyes. And I'm like, oh, God, I hope he makes it. I'm so glad he did.
Yeah.
So definitely go
Go support him. Give him your money.
Give him your money, guys. Yeah. You'll get a great comic book out of it.
Yes, you will.
Do we have anything else to talk about?
The Vinyl Vault is happening on Saturday as well.
This Saturday, yeah. Yep. So if you're keen to get some pretty good vinyl.
Pretty good cheap vinyl.
Yeah, go on down to Vinyl Vault. It's on Portage Avenue, downstairs in the basement. Gets hot in there.
Yes, so wear a t-shirt.
Wear a t-shirt.
And shorts.
If you park close. Well, it's going to be.
You could do it.
You
trust
can
me.
If you park close. Yeah. I remember there was one or two times I would go and just throw my jacket in the car and you're like, what are you doing? And I'm like, dude, it's hot in there.
Yeah.
I'll suffer the block. So I'm comfortable while I dig. It's a small little enclosed place downstairs. Yeah. They said great deals on.
$3 records.
Yeah.
And then up.
And up, yeah.
Yeah.
If you've got time, they got some great shelves to dig in, so.
Yes.
Go check them out.
Go do it.
Music?
Yeah, let's play some more music.
I guess this is a music show. We should play some music.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-da-da-da-da-da-da.
So we're going to slip into some Pixies.
Ooh, slip into some Pixies.
I know.
That probably happened someplace. You know, is this a family show? This is a family show.
It's a family show.
Okay, so slipping into Pixies is not allowed on this program?
No. But this song title is probably something a lot of people say about me. Is she weird?
Is she weird?
She's a little weird.
Yes, she is. But I love her.
Aww.
Go inside and we gravely read the stones. Oh, passions just like mine. They were born and then they lived and then they died. Seems so unfair, I want to cry. You, sir, throws the sundown salutation to the dawn, and you claim these words as your own. But I've read well and I've heard them said 100 times, maybe less, maybe more. If you must write pros and points, the words you use should be around. Don't plagiarize or take on loan. But there's always someone somewhere with a big nose who knows and trips you up and laughs when you fall. He'll trip you up and laugh when you fall. From whence was ripped some dizzy whore 1804. A dreaded sunny day, so let's go where we're happy and I'll meet you at the cemetery gates. Oh, Keats and Yeats are on your side. A dreaded sunny day, so let's go where we're wanted and I'll meet you at the cemetery gates. Keats and Yeats are on your side, but you lose his whale lover, wide is a hunger mine.
My voice, my life is on the line. When I'm away from home, when I
according to him.
Freaking awesome.
Yeah. It's just another day, though.
It is. Halloween is just another day.
When you told me that Oingo Boingo is Danny, my mind, like, I cracked a little bit. Because I didn't know that until you told me. I'm like soundtrack guy.
Yeah.
Like Danny Elfman, like the little weird ginger guy.
Yeah.
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 He's amazing.
Sleepy Hollow, Edward Scissorhands, Corpse Bride.
I know. All those great scores.
Yep. Him and Tim Burton are just like a match made in hell.
Yeah. Right? Maybe they're each other's muses. I wonder. We're done.
We are.
We got enough time for one, maybe two tracks.
Yep.
We'll see. Have a great Halloween, everybody.
Yes,
again,
everybody. Stay safe.
Stay safe. Watch out for the kids. Drive around slow. Just please be careful.
Yes. And parents, eat your kids' candies for them.
Oh, yeah. We got to make sure they're safe.
That's right.
The best way to make sure they're safe is to eat them.
Eat all of them.
All of them. So this is The Cure with In Between Days. Have a great weekend.
See you guys.